The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is considering an endangered species listing for the northern long-eared bat due to dramatic population declines and the spread of a deadly disease called white nose syndrome. But protecting the species could cost the forest products industry. Federal guidelines to protect the bat discourage some types of summer logging. Henry Schenebeck of Great Lakes Timber Professionals says the rules would present challenges.
Because the bats are known to roost in snag trees, if they're listed once, well, then it's illegal to take one. In other words, to have one accidentally killed or something like that when you're taking a tree or whatever.
The guidelines are voluntary while the species listing is under consideration, but could influence permanent restrictions. Wisconsin, Michigan, Minnesota, and Indiana have asked for more time to give input on the plan. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is scheduled to make a decision by October 2nd. The fungal disease white nose syndrome has killed millions of bats in the U.S. and was found in Wisconsin and Michigan for the first time this year. For WXPR News, I'm Natalie Jablonski.